Welcome to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
We are back with our second guest of the day here. Things are heating up. Day one of Transform. I'm here with Mike Politich from This Way Global. Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So if you wouldn't mind, tell us who you are and what you do best.
Well, who I am, I've been in the HR tech space for about 32 years, so I'm an old guy.
Graybeard, as they like to call them, right?
Yeah, graybeards, exactly.
Silverbacks.
Yeah, and that doesn't make me smart. It just makes me survivor. I'm a survivor. I by chance got into the HR tech space. My wife started a recruitment marketing agency back in the 90s, and I quit my job in mergers and acquisitions to join and build the company.
Wow, so you quit a job in M&A to support your wife in what her passion was.
Yeah.
I love that, man.
We decided early on we couldn't have two chiefs. So she was CEO and I was CFO and COO. So we did what we intended. We built it up and sold it to TMP Worldwide back in 2001.
Awesome.
And then I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2004, 20 years ago. And at that time, I decided I needed to take control, and I wasn't going to work for a large company anymore and help smaller companies that could have a real impact on the space.
So tell us about This Way Global. What's the mission? What's the product?
This Way Global has developed AI-based sourcing and matching tools to help companies identify diverse candidates and source from a pool other than LinkedIn. So
you mean to tell me there's more people out there than just LinkedIn?
Yeah.
There's a whole world of people out there outside of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So what makes it different?
What makes us different is, the three things. So first, our product mitigates bias. You can't use it and either unconscious or conscious bias. You can't introduce that in the sourcing tool. It strips all the identifiers away and only sources or only judges people based on the skills that they either bring or are inferred based on their story.
Let's pause on that point for a second here, because I was just having a conversation with Donald Knight, Chief People Officer at Greenhouse beforehand, and we're talking about, let's get a little deeper on this one for a second, because it's interesting.
Yeah.
How do we ensure that the inputs for an AI platform are not biased themselves?
The inputs from the user, from the recruiter?
Both sides.
And so our tool only allows you to search for skills and location. And even an educational level, but not, you can't source based on a specific school or a specific language. So we try to eliminate all those areas. And the EEOC has even looked at our software and declared that it mitigates bias in an effective way.
Interesting. And what was one of the, when you were building out this tool, when you were testing it, was there a hypothesis or a thesis that might have been proven wrong when put into practice?
Yes.
Right, because you have ideas what you're building, you have ideas what this should be, what it should look like. But when the rubber hits the road, maybe it needs to be tweaked or optimized.
Well, the company has been around for about 9 years. And our founder, Angela Hood, she started in the construction industry and couldn't get a job as an engineer until she changed her name based on the advice of a mentor to A.L. Hood instead of Angela Hood.
I like that.
And she immediately got offers in a very biased industry. And that's why she founded the company. So she went to Cambridge and studied there. And she said that in developing the software, it failed more times in the first 7 years than it succeeded. And so it took a lot of testing and evaluation and a lot of work by our engineers to get that done.
And so if we fast forward to today, who's the core customer? Who really gets the most benefit out of utilizing and implementing the product?
Our core customer is any organization, probably 1,000 employees, not, although our software is used by small companies as well, but that wants a diverse workforce, that wants to change the status quo.
Well,
the status quo is something that we talk about, but what's keeping you up at night as far as AI? And it doesn't have to be necessarily related to HR tech.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's funny, I'm old enough to really remember Terminator, and like, should we really be fearing the machines are going to take over, Mike?
I think there's reason to be wary of technology that is not universally managed in an ethical way. We're big proponents of ethical AI, and it's very... what keeps me up at night are probably the same things that keep you up at night in AI. It's, you know, the ability to fool people in an election year, for example.
Deepfakes. Yeah, let's talk about deepfakes, or like whether it be election year, media. I mean, we've seen deepfakes with like celebrities or pornography. There's a lot of scary, yeah, really good,
yeah,
uses of it with
until
mouth movements and putting words in there.
Until you study it and see the person has three hands, but still, it's so effective. And I've seen recent political campaigns where one candidate is supposedly surrounded by black voters, and it was completely manipulated.
It's unbelievable. So how's the average human supposed to decipher what's real and what's not?
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
If I had the answer to that, I wouldn't be sitting here.
But we're live here. So it's about seeking the truth. And if there's something that you see, fact checking. What does even freaking fact checking mean these days with the false information that's out there?
I mean,
where's the source of truth?
Yeah.
Now we're just riffing here. We're going to get political. No, we're not going to do that. That is not what I'm doing on this show. But we can talk about the source of truth. What is the source of truth these days?
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult. We actually publish our algorithms and how they operate.
So you're open source.
We don't open source, but when we're speaking with customers and partners,
right,
we are very upfront in allowing them to evaluate our technology so that they can determine whether we are walking the law.
That is fascinating. So from a company perspective, where are you seeing the true green grass whiteboard, whatever the hell you want to call it, opportunities? Because if you walk around this convention floor, I think everyone and their mother, if I'm looking right out over here, AI. I mean, literally, I see AI everywhere I'm looking.
Yeah, it's been that way for a while.
So it's not the buzzword du jour.
No, before, like in the last 4 or 5 years, ChatGPT, there was the fear of AI, but everybody had to have AI in their name. Now everybody wants AI. You never know. And in the past, it was quote unquote AI. It wasn't real AI.
No, it was like moderate machine learning, right? It was using some like ML, AML, but it wasn't fully there. And I think it's exciting.
Yeah, I do too. I think the real white space is what we're focusing on now, which is we have this partnership with IBM Watson Orchestrate.
And it's the OG of AI.
And
have you met Watson? Finally, Watson's cool. Watson's a cool dude.
They finally figured out what to do with it. I mean, it made a stuttered start years ago, and they didn't have the domain expertise. So we are their only partner in the HR vertical. And what Watson Orchestrate does is it automates workflows and allows a company to work with any of these companies out here that they want to work with, not have to buy the success factors and hope and Workday that hope that it does everything they want it to do. They can work with their preferred vendors and then easily integrate under a single pane of glass, like a single screen.
Optimized.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about IBM for a minute. Like, that's an incredible partner to have. What would you say that you and the team have taught IBM?
Oh, a great deal. They actually look to us to give them their roadmap for the HR tech space. Not only that, but the build out of the Watson Orchestrate piece and how it operates within these companies. So we have weekly calls with their development team, their engineering team, and we are constantly driving the product forward, making it more effective.
That's fascinating.
It's funny because we're a 35-person company. It's
this behemoth.
They're Big Blue.
But I think that, I mean, listen, IBM's been around for, I'm going to throw a number out there. I'm going to guess 75 years?
Yeah, it's got to be
a fair
at least
number?
That.
Is that maybe longer? Well,
yeah, maybe.
Let's fun fact on the 75 years. Ben could Google that while he's sitting there. I'm kidding, Ben. Don't worry. We're just talking about IBM over here. But where are you seeing? Listen, I really believe in part of my French here. I really truly believe in fucking around and finding out. I'm a big believer in that because that's how you experiment and you try and you fail and you learn and you grow. But What would you say has been one of the biggest learnings or aha moments for you guys in the last year as far as you developing the product and the roadmap?
The biggest aha was that IBM has built a very strong product, but it isn't flawless. And they've allowed us the space to co-develop the product to make it the best in its class, and they're not. I wouldn't have expected IBM to allow a small company that much impact on their roadmap.
Love that. I think that's a changing of the minds, where it's the old guard understands that like they need to outsource knowledge. They need to outsource. Let's talk about your team a little bit. Geographically, are you a global team?
We are geographically U.S. Our product is global. The database we've built up of 169 million diverse candidates that aren't in LinkedIn, they're global.
Let's riff on that for a second there.
First,
where are folks aside from LinkedIn? From a sourcing perspective, and listen, we're talking about white-collar jobs, blue-collar jobs, a lot of healthcare jobs, for not a ton of doctors, nurses, healthcare practitioners. They aren't on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So from a data source, where are you guys going to pull these folks in?
We have 8,500 partners that we've built over time, and we can be constantly adding new partners. They're HBCUs, they're veterans organizations, they're affinity groups, they're naturally diverse populations of people and women's organizations. But they aren't all, they're diverse. They're right. Black, white, everything in between. And they're all passive candidates. They aren't people who are submitting their resumes. So it's kind of that area that everybody's been trying to reach that we've been able to develop. And that's just, it's happened organically, which is it's just been the gratifying thing. We haven't
organic growth.
Actively sought out partners. We couldn't keep up with the women. There's been so many that would come up.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're catching a little bit of background noise. The award ceremony is going
on.
So, Mike,
because
what happens with the mic is sometimes you forget when you're having a good conversation.
Out of his faith away.
Yeah, mic. Yeah.
Mike, I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. Who are you excited? I shouldn't say who in particular because we don't want to fluff anyone's feathers here. But what are you looking forward to the most, and what do you want to get out of HR transforming for yourself?
What I what I like about Transform is how it's made, it's leveled the playing fields for large and small companies. I like going to the startups because they have the most passion, and they're doing things differently, but it puts them on equal footing with the large players. So I'm excited to just go around and talk to the owners and the founders and see what's new.
I love it. Let's end this one. Let's get a little personal here. What is your word of power? What is your word that keeps you going, motivated, strong, and fighting every day?
Resilience. I think no matter where you are in your life, life throws you a curveball sometimes. And being resilient and not letting that curveball dominate your life or take over your negative thoughts is the best approach. I was in a clinical trial that I got the placebo, and I improved while the drug failed, and it was because of the placebo effect. I believed I was going to get better.
Wow.
So, you know, that's why I think resilience is important.
Love that word. Resilience is definitely one of my core tenets here. Mike, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Where could folks find you? Where could they learn more about Thrive?
ThisWayGlobal.com.
Sorry, ThisWayGlobal.
ThisWayGlobal.com. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been awesome. A pleasure.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
I appreciate you.
Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and has now taken over the US by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing, coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit matcher.io. That's MATCHR.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Podcast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepodcast.com.